Hi, my name is Stuart Weems and welcome to the Investopoly podcast. My goal is to share easy to understand evidence-based holistic insights to help you master the game of building wealth. And in my regular weekly podcast, I talk about the theory, methodologies and principles associated with investing. My aim for these case study episodes is to share how the application of this approach has yielded results for clients in real terms. So the client I want to talk about today, we've only been working holistically with them for about the past 3 years, although this client has been known to the firm and myself for a lot longer, probably coming up to sort of 10 or 15 years, to be honest. And they had an opportunity to start a business in the industry that they were working in for a very long period of time, just PAYG employees. And it's a great industry that adds a lot of value, and it's a great business that helped a lot of people, which is fantastic. But also it's experienced tremendous amount of growth over that period of time, over the last 3 years. An extraordinary amount of growth, really, when I sit back and think about it. And so when we first developed the plan, we had a set of relatively conservative assumptions around what the business might produce in terms of income and profitability, expenses, and so forth. And we built a long-term strategy based on those projections. Now, as I said, the results over the last 3 years have well exceeded those projections. In fact, well exceeded, I guess, anyone's expectations. And as a result, we've had to pivot quite quickly on a lot of different fronts, both from an accounting tax perspective, but also then from a financial planning and personal decision-making perspective as well. I mean, it's almost like they've had this kind of windfall gain that they never expected, and they want to put it to work, both from a community perspective, but also from a personal investment perspective, which is fantastic. And so the first thing we had to help them with is really managing this fast-growing business and implementing a really robust business reporting function, which involved us outsourcing the bookkeeping part of it and then really increasing the financial management. We had to implement a number of business structures, in fact, and help them apply for registrations with different government departments. So that alone was a very big piece of work. But of course, all these decisions that they're making in business have longer term personal consequences as well. I mean, they love their business and they love what they do, and they're really, as I said, adding a lot of value to the community, but also ultimately what they want to do is build wealth and protect their family and give themselves plenty of flexibility in the future. A consequence of these business decisions is always an end aim, an end personal aim. And then to be able to kind of integrate, okay, let's do this on the business side, but now what does that mean for us personally? And to really draw that long bow out to our personal situation was really good to see from my perspective, because it's great to talk about it in the podcast from a theoretical perspective. But once you're able to get in there and help clients and have those much deeper, longer term, wider conversations, you can really see that it has a big impact on them personally. And it sort of almost gives another sense of meaning to their business and what they're doing on a day-to-day basis. So whilst we'll put a lot of work into the business and accounting advice structure, the overflow onto the personal side meant that we've worked on a couple of different things. We've invested in property, but investing in property is challenging, particularly when you don't have a very long history of earning a certain income and your income is rising quite quickly. You would think, you know, maybe logically that the banks would like that. But of course, the key thing from the bank's perspective is that's great, but where's the longevity? Is it going to last? And so it can be really challenging to manage borrowing capacity and put that money to work over that period of time. We've been having a lot of conversations about upgrading their home. Of course, their income has changed, and so their goals have changed as well. They've set higher goals, and good on them for doing that. One of those higher goals was a lifestyle goal in terms of living close to the coast. And that meant spending a lot more money on their family home. And as a general rule, I like to do that as soon as possible, because you've got to pay for your home from after-tax dollars. And so the sooner that you can do it, the cheaper that move is going to be. Because if you delay it for 10 years, you know, you might have to pay another $2 million to get the same asset. And that $2 million has to come from after-tax money. So really, you've almost got to earn $4 million to be able to afford that. So we've been certainly talking about the home upgrade and setting ourselves up for that. That's interrelated. Part of the home upgrade, we need to then think about what is our distribution strategy, because we need to get the money into personal name to be able to service debt. We need to be able to talk to lenders to make sure that they're going to support that sort of transaction. And then we want to make sure that the client's going to make a really good quality decision with respect to that home upgrade. So whilst it ticks all lifestyle boxes, let's make sure we're going to get some really good capital growth from it as well. And that really comes down to setting a realistic budget for the particular property. And sometimes you you're better off to spend slightly more than you might initially think is necessary in order to not compromise on that asset. These clients have got a large family, a number of children, and so we've had a lot of estate planning conversations, insurance, asset protection, all those sorts of things to sort of line everything up. We've had to think about, you know, what happens if both spouses pass away together and what do we do with the business? You know, who's going to look after the business? How do we sell it? All those sorts of things. So whilst, you know, you hope for the best and plan for the worst with these sorts of things, you know, as your situation becomes more complex, it becomes more important to start thinking about these things. Now, we're not looking for problems to solve, of course. We want to make things or keep things as simple and as easy as possible. But equally, you know, got a responsibility to make sure that you think about these things and ask those questions. And finally, the clients have a goal of moving overseas for a period of time. So there's some financial planning, and particularly some tax planning consequences or issues or strategies related to that. But very difficult to think about those things unless you've got the full transparency over the whole sort of client situation, both from a financial planning and from a taxation planning perspective. And a lot of these decisions are interrelated. So we might decide to do something in the business that could have consequences in terms of borrowing capacity and home upgrade. So it's a really good example of how all this kind of comes together. And the whole point is we go out to earn a living, whether that's as a business owner or as PAYG, to ultimately make one of the key goals is ultimately achieve financial security that gives me the choice to do what I want with my time. And so everyone is similar in terms of having that goal. And that's why, you know, taking that holistic approach really works. So I thought it was a really good case study to share because there's been a lot of moving parts over a relatively short period of time. And what it's done for us internally is really highlight on a regular basis, you know, how far reaching a lot of financial decisions are in terms of both business consequences, estate planning consequences, financial planning and lifestyle consequences. And so having that holistic approach is really certainly, I mean, it's changed these clients' lives, thankfully, which we're very proud of and thought it was a great case study to share with you. As always, thanks very much for listening. And of course, if you know of anyone that might enjoy listening to this episode or other episodes that I record, please do share it or leave a rating of where you're listening to this podcast. And as always, there's a book discount code in the show notes. You can buy a copy of one of my books for $20, including postage. So if that interests you, certainly check that out. And I'll be back tomorrow with a standard episode. So until then, bye for now.